Queen Elizabeth Hall in London. With, during the interval, another edition of the Story of Music Question Time.
It's for all. You just need to perhaps take the chip off your own shoulder, I think.
Exactly.
Monday night at 7 o'clock on BBC Radio 3.
Tomorrow night, we'll be live at Wigmore Hall in London, which has become something of a regular home for the Scottish Ensemble when they travel south of the border. Tomorrow night, their director, Jonathan Morton, will lead them in a programme of mainly 20th century music from Gretzky and Vaughan Williams, his violin concerto, and Holst's St Paul's Suite. Britain's Simple Symphony acts as the finale. And all of it, no doubt, played standing up, as is their practice. The Scottish Ensemble, live in concert here on Radio 3 at 7:30 tomorrow night. Now, though, it's 11 o'clock, time for Lake Junction with Max Reinhardt. And, Max, you bring sad news with you tonight.
Yes, I'm afraid I do, Ian. We sadly heard of the passing of Kevin Ayers today. And he's a psychedelic innovator, founding member of Soft Machine, and I'll be remembering him with a favourite track of ours. In fact, I suppose we have a sort of Meet the Dads edition of Lake Junction, in which we're featuring pieces by some key pioneering figures who are considered fathers of musical styles and genres. People like Kevin Ayers, but they also include Pierre Schaeffer, a progenitor of Music Concrète, the Lost Prophets, proto-hip-hop artists, and the man we're about to hear. Papa Wendo Colossi, father of Congolese rumba music. His name is a Congolese version of Windsor, as in Duke of, and his career spans the eras of 78 RPM vinyl records of the 1950s through LPs and CDs to the download. This is Kinshasa, which he recorded around 2004 when he returned from a 40-year career hiatus. He dropped out of public life because he believed that politicians were using music to manipulate the people. Aliaure, Aliaure, Aliao mamai, Ore, Aore,
Sombele bisanga pe bolo bompe suka mingwele Masando nga yombe kunda e Loko la franse o Pe ma belue ngombe ikengo esape Wenda kome kwa tele mambinga Wenda komilo langa makanda e lo sengo ae bopeka e ngondi e ma Wenda komili sala Wenda komilo beta Bumba lokole Beba rumbue Beba soko ae Lokutua mandanda mama keye mama e Wenda komi alufue Yanga mbesanga perdika Niso Gabriel Pekisanga Wenda komi kisanga
Wenda koti maya kasa Wenda komi makanza e Loli bae Mosi e Bokala e Kibambili Beba niki vidi wenda keye Omonike Oyo kiyango Eko melima Okundi na boloto Tete mabe Tukika Wenda koti maya kilwe Wenda komi na kikwitie Wenda koti maya kasai Wenda komi na popa kibilombe mama e Mwana mama e Wenda tamboli mboka iso Wenda komi na bangia e Wenda o mwana mama e Mama e, mwana mama e Saki paniga batu nanga epe mosi e Mboka nga wendo o e, e bumbo e Munga Bipa na bipa e paniga bako nde mbaka nga dali uwa e Banira ba konde ba mikona mikola o o Banira ba konde ba mikona mikola o Ye o kandolombe Ovinde o kandolombe mokirie 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 mokirie
Thank you. Dragon's Eye by Norwegian tuba and sax duo Daniel Herskedal and Marius Neset, who you could probably hear. They're people who like their Philip Glass very much indeed. They were over gigging last summer and let's hope they return. Sadly, today was one of those days when we heard of the passing of a major figure in the late Junction pantheon of influential musicians, Kevin Ayres. Culturally, he was forged in the psychedelic crucible that was the Canterbury scene in the mid-60s, where he played with other guys he met at his grammar school, people like Mike Ratledge and Robert Wyatt, the other members of Soft Machine. In fact, he left the Soft Machine in 1968, mid-tour of the USA supporting Jimi Hendrix, sold his bass guitar to Noah Redding and split to Ibiza, and his solo career, which lasted the rest of his life. "I think you have to have a bit missing upstairs," he once said, "or just be hungry for fame and money to play the industry game. I'm not very good at it." Perhaps you've got a favourite Kevin Ayres track that you'd like us to play tomorrow night. Let us know. Tweet us at BBC Radio 3. Email late.junction@bbc.co.uk. But for now, here's a track from his second solo album, Shooting at the Moon. Reinhardt and Geraldine, Colores para Dolores.
Desire. Fire.
Apostrophe from Schaeffer's Symphonie pour un homme seul. We're dipping into the music of Pierre Schaeffer each night this week. He's not just a founding father of music concrète, but since he brought sampling, looping, scratching vinyl records, and even his version of a prepared piano into our lives, he could be said to have sketched out popular and serious music all over the world for the last 50 years or so. He was featured in last Saturday's Music Matters, which you can listen to from the Music Matters page on the BBC Radio 3 website. And while you're there, check out Radio 3's 50 Modern Classics podcast for a downloadable feature about the piece you just heard, Symphonie pour un homme seul, from which another movement later in this show. In a moment, Fairman F.O., a sizzling synth-drenched study from Rodelius's collaboration with the restless musical spirit that is Lloyd Cole. Yes, the guy who used to be with the Commotions. But first, pianist Jeremy Denk plays a Ligeti etude which he loves for its joyful exuberance. This is The Sorcerer's Apprentice.
Thank you. Make me a pallet down soft and low. Make me a pallet on your floor. Country, 40 miles or more. I'm going to the country where the cold, sleet, and snow. I'm going up the country where the cold, sleet, and snow. I'm telling how much further I may go. Just make me down. Make me down. Make me a pallet down soft and low. Make me a pallet on your floor. Shoulders tied. Been way I'm sleeping, my back and shoulders tied. Gonna turn over and try it on the side. Oh, make me down. Make me down. Make me a pallet down soft and low. Make me a pallet on your floor. Might shoot you, lie to cut and stop you too. No telling what she might do. Just make me down. Make me down. Make me a pallet down soft and low. Make me a pallet on your floor. Make it, baby, close behind the door. Make it, baby, close behind the door. Make me a pallet close behind the door. Make it where your good man will never go. Oh, make me down. Make me down. Make me a pallet down on your floor. Make me a pallet on your floor.
Make me a pallet on your floor. By Mississippi John Hurt, a blues standard which he seems to have been the first to record back in 1928 for OK Records as Ain't No Tellin'. He recorded that version in the 60s when he had been rediscovered by young blues fans, and if you think it seems to have more than a passing resemblance to the song Freight Train, I'd certainly agree with you. If you're hungry for more details of all the music I'm playing tonight, your thirst can be sated by visiting the Late Junction pages of the Radio 3 website. And once you're there, you can listen again to this programme whenever you feel the need over the next 7 days. A couple of indie spirits coming your way now. Brooklyn's Grizzly Bear first, with Sleeping Ute, which I believe is a reference to a Native American people, the Ute. And after that, Brazilian Indie with yet another track from Graviola, just because their new album is so good. They say it's because they mix the popular and the sophisticated enough to make them indistinguishable. Maybe.
Como é bom tomar um vento. do carro em movimento, despertar, farejar poeira, preso em sol, janela pelo vento, vida cã.
Brincar, dizer.
heard that track while we were on the road somewhere, and it gets into your carburetor after a while. Just Clichés by Kobe Israelite from his new album Blues from Elsewhere, out next month on Asphalt Tango. New direction, new label, the future's looking bright for accordion virtuoso Kobe. Before that, Graviola, and a tune with a title that translates from the Portuguese as Song for Any Dog. Well, that's what I reckon anyway. Kevin Eyre's suggestions for tomorrow night are coming in. Catherine Martin tweeted, Clarence in Wonderland, especially the version featured on the History and Mystery of Gong. So do please tweet in at BBC Radio 3 or email late.junction@bbc.co.uk and let us know which Kevin Eyre's track you'd like us to play tomorrow night. Another Ligeti etude coming up now, In Suspense, performed by pianist Jeremy Denk, who says it's his personal favourite. But first, more music from Brooklyn. From the exploratory inventive ensemble So Percussion, with Gray McMurray, In Our Rooms.
Thank you. たるほどに熊谷一郎なおざねは なある武将を歌ばんやと伺おう。うちに渚の方沖合目指す武者一騎。それに落ちさせたもは平家方の恩大将と見受けたり。帰させたまえ戻させたまえおいおいと日の丸の扇をあげて招きけり。呼ばれてあつ森せんかたなく敵に後ろを見せまじと白波蹴立てて右はへ向けてぞ返しける スの実のごと植えよう。したいよと揉んだり蹴る。
Kumiko Shuto, award-winning virtuosa on biwa, a short-neck fretted lute from Japan. She was performing Kinshi Surata's Atsumori, an episode from the Japanese epic poem The Tale of the Heike, passed down through the oral tradition of biwa-playing bards. Its story bears out its Buddhist foundations, considering the ephemeral nature of life and the impermanence of all things. It was recorded at the BBC's Maid of Ale studios as part of the recent Total Immersion event, Sounds from Japan. You're listening to Late Junction on BBC Radio 3.
Automatic push button remote control, synthetic genetics command your soul. Automatic push button remote control, synthetic genetics command your soul. Automatic push button remote control, synthetic genetics. The latest gadget from the mean machine are running the same game with another name. Down in your brain, blowing your mind, stealing your time, smooth and slick with the latest trick to get rich quick from nonsense at your mind's expense. As your mind digs the scene from the mean machine designed to drive your brain insane. Loudspeakers blasting inside your head, saying what someone else said. For you to do what they want you to. No, go, fast, slow, getting you high off the latest lie, telling you when, where, how, and why. As your mind digs the scene from the mean machine, are running the same game with another name. Factories of insanity playing on your vanity as they distort your sense of self, telling you what you need and how to succeed as they steal all of your wealth. Probing your mind, trying to find how to scheme on you best. Devilish rules putting you through the test. Death dealing devices sold at high prices, designed with you in mind to buy. As they kill you slow, some of y'all don't even know. Y'all paying the machine to die. Mechanized lies dressed up in disguise in forms of various kinds. Treachery. country and deceit. The people must defeat in the battle for free men's minds. For complete domination is the goal of this nation, of all free thinking thought, and those who oppose will be killed by their foes, the flunkies whose souls have been bought. Transplants to revive the living dead, replacing the truth with lies instead. Newspapers, radios, TVs, spreading lies across the seven seas. Robot men with computers and brains, spaceships, cars, trains and planes, all calculated to blow your mind, moving faster than your sense of time. Living luxuriously soft while the people slave hard, for the devil would have you believe he is God. Chemical drugs that keep you high, while a mean machine creates another lie for power, glory and worldwide fame, while running the same game with another name. It's the computer's equation for worldwide invasion that comes in the name of peace and goodwill. All of them are lying as they keep on trying to set the people up for the kill. Population control of the people with soul all over the planet Earth, manipulating their will with a tiny white pill to control their natural birth. Behind the scenes schemes, furthering the mean machine's dreams of conquest and world domination, from the farthest depths of the universe to the smallest earthly nation. Radar, sonar, laser beams, jets, tanks, submarines, megathons, H-bomb, napalm, gas! All this shit will kill you fast. All products of the mean machine. The devil disguised as a human being. And he will even preach that God is dead. And some of y'all will believe what the devil has said. And he will then act as the world's police. And the sun will rise up in the west and set down in the east. And when it came time for the end, and when it came time for the end, and when it came time for the end, the men will look like the women, and the women like the men. And some will dance in a hypnotic trance, like as if they have no care. But these will be signs of the changing times, that the end is drawing near. For it was prophesied many centuries past that the end will come in a fiery holocaust, and only the righteous people will survive the blast. And the devil's machine will bring about his own end, and peace, love, and joy will reign once again. And man will
understand, man.
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 And man will
understand.
And live in harmony and peace, and the sun will once again rise up in the east.
Thank you.
Bach's chorale prelude Nun komm der Heiden Heilen, with Claudio Brizzi at the clavi-organ, the hybrid acoustic instrument that brings together the organ and the harpsichord, and a constant presence on Lake Junction this fortnight. Before that, The Last Poets, with Mean Machine Chant, Mean Machine, from their album This Is Madness, recorded in 1971 and still something like 7 years before the first rap records appear. Now, Kevin Eyre's suggestions for tomorrow night's Lake Junction are flowing in very nicely. Ian Whittingham says Stranger in Blue Suede Shoes. Graham Coxon says Whatever She Brings, We Sing. Kieran Moyles agrees with that. That might have the vote. And Carlo Arancio says Fancy a nice hot cuppa. Is that a Kevin Eyre's track or an invitation to tea? More voice and drum now, in the form of ballet music from Martinique, with an ensemble led by Edmond Mondesi, who's both a musicologist and an award-winning performer. This song is a tribute to one of the late great figures of ballet, Thiemile Caserous. Bravo, Milo.
Oh, mi Milo.
Nom la te connaît chanter ballet.
À Sainte-Marie.
Nom la te connaît danser ballet.
Bonne bisodin.
Nom l'entrée qu'on a chanté belle.
Mimi joué dans le Cabertran.
Nom l'entrée qu'on a dansé belle.
A chanté à la radio.
Nom l'entrée qu'on a chanté belle.
Voyager à peu bateau.
Nom l'entrée qu'on a chanté belle.
Oh Mimi Lo.
Nom l'entrée qu'on a chanté belle.
À Sainte-Marie.
Nom l'entrée qu'on a dansé belle.
Bonne bisodin. S'en a la dilan.
Nom l'entrée qu'on met dans ses belles.
Aïe crie la fleur créole.
Nom l'entrée qu'on met chanté belle.
Chanté dans soirée belle.
Nom l'entrée qu'on met dans ses belles.
Oh Mimi Lo.
Nom l'entrée qu'on met chanté belle.
À Sainte-Marie.
Nom l'entrée qu'on met dans ses belles.
Bonne bisodin.
Nom l'entrée qu'on met chanté belle.
C'est pour nous ça fait belle ou lé.
Bien travaille.
Ah. Bien. Ah. 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 Ah.
Thank you.
electroacoustic composer, improviser and pianist Pat Thomas with Variation 1 from Al Kwazimi Variations, his new album on the Fataka label. Thomas started playing as a teenager back in the 1970s when he fell under the spell of pianist Oscar Peterson. Since then, he's trawled jazz and music's further reaches in the company of musicians like Derek Bailey, Evan Parker, Fred Frith and Tony Oxley. Before that, Erotica, another piece from Pierre Schaeffer's Symphonie pour un homme seul. Harpist and singer Serafina Steer's new album, The Moths Are Real, was released last month. It was produced by Jarvis Cocker and it asks a lot of questions of the listener, such as, is Serafina more Alice Coltrane than Joanna Newsom? Which is the way she'd like it. Oh, and this one too. Has anyone ever liked you?
Has anyone ever liked you as much as I do, or as well? Has anyone ever liked you as much as I do, or as well? Without horrified surprise, has no one faced the silly trust in your eyes? Without horrible alarms, has no one felt hopeful in your arms? Babe, maybe we are too much as I do, or as well.
Thank you.
For me, the finest track on a sublime collection. Howard Skempton, Bolt from the Blue. Exaudi, directed by James Weeks, with Skempton's setting of W.B. Yeats' He Wishes for the Cloth of Heaven. Tread softly, for you tread on my dreams. Which must almost be my final words on Lake Junction for tonight. I'm Max Reinhardt, and I'll be back tomorrow at 11 o'clock. Till then, here's a traditional dance from the Seychelles. Good night.
I'm John Shea and welcome to Through the Night on BBC Radio 3. Now, one of the nice things about presenting this programme is when it comes into contact with the rest of my life, either when I happen to meet some of the performers I've introduced or when I get to visit the places our concerts come from. Ticino, the Italian part of Switzerland, is somewhere that I'd never been to until recently, so I'm very happy to present an opening concert today that the Orchestra della Svizzera Italiana gave in Lugano, with Diego Fasolis conducting. Something most unusual by Paganini lies at the heart of their programme, and the rest of it is devoted to Mozart. To begin, here's the overture to his opera The Magic Flute.
Thank you.
Diego Fasolis conducting the Orchestra della Svizzera Italiana in the overture to the Magic Flute. Much has been written about Mozart's choice of keys. E-flat is where the opera begins and ends. When Sarastro's priests sing this chorus in Act Two, it's not long since the Queen of the Night has vented her spleen in an outburst of D minor. The priests dispel it with this D major hymn to Isis and Osiris.